The British government has dropped charges against a former employee of a top-secret British surveillance agency. Catherine Gunn was accused of leaking a secret U.S. National Security Agency memo to the British press. The document described an effort to wiretap office and home phones and intercept mail of delegations to the UN. In particular, it described plans to monitor those six members of the Security Council whose votes the United States needed to get majority support for the UN resolution authorizing military action in Iraq. Daniel Ellsberg, the official who released the Pentagon Papers to the press in 1971, knows a lot about government leaks.
I first read about the case last March in a British newspaper, The Observer. From my own experience at the Pentagon, I knew Catherine Gunn had put her clearances and career on the line and had consciously risked imprisonment. In her own words, Gunn believes that her disclosure was intended to prevent an illegal war in which thousands of Iraqi civilians and British soldiers would be killed or maimed. I believe her ethical choice was not merely justified but exemplary. This leak was timelier and potentially more important than the Pentagon Papers, the top-secret documents which I disclosed to the press in 1971. The difference is in the timing. As a leak, the Pentagon Papers were larger in scale, but their content ended in 1968. When I gave the documents to the newspapers in 1971, the United States was already 6 years into the Vietnam War. Catherine Gunn, in contrast, did what I wish I had done much earlier. I remember former Senator Wayne Morse telling me in 1971 that if I'd given him the relevant documents from my safe at the Pentagon in 1964, the Tonkin Gulf resolution would never have made it out of committee, and if it had been brought to a vote, it never would have passed. That's a heavy burden to bear. I admire Catherine Gunn for recognizing what she should do sooner than I did. She did all that she could, at personal risk, to save lives. I would also like to say to all those with access to documents that may shed light on official deceptions, don't do as I did. Don't wait until thousands have died to tell the public and Congress the truth they need. The personal risks are real, but a war's worth of lives may be at stake.
Daniel Ellsberg is a former State and Defense Department official and author of Secrets, a memoir of Vietnam and the Pentagon Papers. Charges related to his leak of the Pentagon Papers were dismissed in 1973 due to government misconduct.